Praise his name. Let's stand together, please. Just bow our heads as we open the service. Lord and King, Lord Jesus, how we love you. Father, another opportunity we have. Lord, you've blessed us with this. Father, you've blessed us with the desire to be here. Lord, the desire to hear your word. The desire, Lord, to have a revelation be granted to us. Lord, may we pull on you. Father, may you feel our pull and see our hearts. Yes. Know how much we long to hear from you tonight. Lord, you promised you'd be here. Lord, your word said where two or three are gathered, there you'll be. So, Lord, with great anticipation, we're waiting. Bless, Lord, every phase of the service, these few songs you've laid on our hearts. Lord, that it would clear our hearts and our minds and prepare us for when your word does come. Yes. We ask all this in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. Good to be out tonight.
Yes, yes.
Turn with me in our, amen, our, praise his holy name. Our only bleed books, page 22. Start there. Victory in Jesus.
Yes, thank you.
The only place to have true victory, saints.
Yes.
I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins, won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath that cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me, yeah, I knew him, and all my love is due him. Oh, hallelujah. Beneath that cleansing flood, I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing, oh, what a day, hallelujah. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath that cleansing flood. Amen. Oh, you have the victory in Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. Our capstone books there, if you will. Page 78. Camping in Canaan. I have left
the land of bondage with its earthly treasure. I'm journeying to a place where there is love every hand. I've exchanged a land of heartache for a land of pleasure. I'm camping in Canaan's happy land. Oh, every day I'm camping in the land of Canaan. And with rapture I survey its wondrous beauty grand. Oh, glory, hallelujah, I found the land of promise. I'm camping in Canaan's happy land. Oh, out of Egypt I have traveled through the darkness dreary, far over hills and valleys and across desert sands. I've landed safe at home where I shall not grow weary. I'm camping in Canaan's happy land. Oh, every day I'm camping in the land of Canaan. And with rapture I survey its wondrous beauty grand. Oh, glory, hallelujah, I found the land of promise. I'm camping in Canaan's happy land. Yes, I've reached the land of promise with the scenes of glory. My journey ended in a place so lovely and so grand. I've been led by Jesus to this blessed holy. I'm camping in Canaan's happy land. Oh, every day I'm camping in the land of Canaan. And with rapture I survey its wondrous beauty grand. Oh, glory, hallelujah, I found the land of promise. I'm camping in Canaan's happy land.
Amen. Camping in Canaan's land. Amen. Praise his name. Back in our Only Believe books before we change. Page 87. Oh, when the roll is called up yonder. Amen. I'll be there.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, when the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. On that bright and cloudless morning when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of his resurrection share, when his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called up yonder. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, when the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. Oh, let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. Oh, what a day we've got to look forward to. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Hamilton, would you come up for the offering?
Precious Jesus. Ask the blessing.
Your will be done in heaven.
Oh, yes.
I pray this has been this day. Bless this offering for that from your kingdom. Jesus,
I'm redeemed by the love divine. Yes. Think about his love as you sing it.
I'm redeemed by love divine. Oh, glory, glory, Christ is mine. All to him I now resign. Oh, I have been redeemed. Oh, I'm
praising.
Oh, glory, glory, Christ is mine. All to him I now resign. Oh, I have been redeemed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So thankful he redeemed me. How many have something on your heart for him, a need or request? Amen. Just hold it on your heart. Brother Josh, would you take the request tonight?
Dear precious Heavenly Father, we are so thankful this day, Lord. Oh, we're so thankful for all you've done for us, Lord. And all the strength you give us, Lord. Lord, just weak. It seems like it's hard to go on, but Lord, we appreciate your strength. Lord, we appreciate your guidance, Lord, your leadership every morning we get out of bed. Lord, it's so precious, Lord. It's such a
you may be seated. Amen. Would you have a song tonight, Karen? I ask if you'd come on.
God has made us, then we will rise into a dimension above this flesh. For we're God's genes, we're that chosen generation, elected to believe and act on every word God says. He said, I believe. Said, He'd provide.
I believe.
He said, I'm eternal, that I came from God's mind. Said, I'm the conqueror. Said, I'm already glorified. Satan's power is broken. He said, I'm seated in Christ. We are Abraham's seed, the children of promise, that royal as though they're already finished. For it's Christ in us, believing His own word today. He said, I'm here. He'd provide. He said, I'm eternal. That I came from God's conqueror. Said, I'm already glorified. Satan's power is broken. He said, I'm seated in Christ. He said, I'm here. Said, He'd provide. He said, I'm eternal. That I came from God's mind. Said, I'm the conqueror. Said, I'm already glorified. Satan's power is broken. He said, I'm seated in Christ.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise His name. Let's stand together, if you will. Sing a little chorus. Only believes. Ask our brother to come.
Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only.
Precious Lord, we are so thankful to be here this evening.
Yes.
Lord, just to gather around your word with saints of like precious faith, and Lord, just to ask you to impart something to our hearts tonight, Lord, that would strengthen us and encourage us. And Lord, maybe cause us to press a little closer, Lord, or to be a little more grateful for the things that you have done for us and are doing. And Father, we just ask your blessings upon these few scriptures and quotes that we'll read. Lord, that it would be a blessing. And Lord, that we would truly just yield ourselves unto Thee for service. And Father, we commit ourselves to You and ask You to have Your way in the remainder now. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. He is truly wonderful. Amen. Brother Josh, I don't know if that air conditioner is still set on 66. You may have to bump it up. Don't want to freeze everybody out in here. I can fill it up here. It's pretty cool if you're just sitting, I would say. Amen. While you're still standing, if you would, I'd like to turn our Bibles over to John, the 6th chapter.
Yes.
And just so thankful to be here this evening and praying that it's a little thought, a simple thought out of God's precious word, but praying that it'll strengthen us, maybe strike our hearts in a greater measure. Just so thankful for what God's doing for us, and sure enjoyed our service Sunday and thank the Lord for the true understanding to realize what he's done for me. And I pray each one of you can say that for yourself, that you can see what he's done for you. Amen. But here in John, the 6th chapter, and let's just read that 37th verse. All the Father hath given me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. May the Lord bless you. His word, you may be seated. Just was thinking, how great is our God? When you see what he's done and the great plan of salvation and how his great purpose. But I just wanted to go through a few scriptures and some of these quotes the Lord laid upon my heart, and praying it'll help someone. And there was a quote Brother Brandon made. We'll get to it in a moment, but just jumped out at me. You know, it's by grace ye are saved, and not of works, but it's a gift of God. And if nothing else, that's what these scriptures, all that the Father has given me will come to me. And just think about the grace of God. And I'm just pulled out a few. Let's go over here to John, the 15th chapter, if you would. Here in John 15, very familiar. We probably know some of these by heart. But John 15 and the 16th verse, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, yes, and that your fruit should remain. And then whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Oh, just think, yes, of the precious promises that are laying there. Sure. And you know, we realize the great calling that took place in our lives. And God, as God sent a prophet to fully explain and to break down, that you never sought God, but he come seeking you. And he sought you out, and he called you before there was ever a moon or a star. Yes. If we would, let's go to 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter. Or let's jump into Romans, the 8th chapter. We'll just read it, put it in here. Amen. Some of these I know we read seem so often, but it's still God's precious word, and good just to renew our minds to the way it was. And we'll just start there at the 28th verse. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Oh, what a finished work, a complete work that he does. When he does anything, he does it perfectly. And then if you would, we'll go over to 1 Peter in the 2nd chapter. Amen. How these things just should ring in our hearts the greater as each day goes by. As we see our lives being conformed to the image. The identification taking place in our lives. That this word is not just words on a page. It's not just something that I've heard, something I've read. But if I see it taking my life over. And I see it taking place. And I see my whole desire and being is being shaped and formed to this precious word. What a blessed person I am. What a blessed person you are. Yes. Not everybody's going to be that, but God predestinated and called and prepared a chosen people for this work. Sure. And this final time, the same as he predestinated Moses to be there on the scene at the time in the right place to take the children of Israel out of Egypt. Yes. The same time as he had the little harlot there in Jericho to house Joshua and the spies. He has a time and place for each person. And he's right on time and he don't miss a beat. when God's ready and it's your time and place and decreed season, the people that he's called and predestinated to his purpose will be right where they're supposed to be. And he ain't going to miss a one. Amen. Amen. Think about it here now as we go to 1 Peter in the second chapter. And let's just read this ninth verse. Amen. Pages are stuck together. Here we go. 1 Peter 2 and 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, and a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And oh, how thankful we ought to be to see that calling taking place in our lives, calling us out from a cold, dead, formal, starchy church member, but calling us into this marvelous light to be a surrendered vessel unto Jesus Christ, that in this time and this place, he could declare to this nation and to this people that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. And he ain't got no hands but yours and mine, no eyes, no mouth, the prophet told us. Think about these wonderful opportunities. You're here as his representative. And all how precious it is, and how we should truly deem it a great honor and a privilege to truly surrender ourselves to him as a living sacrifice. To let our lives truly be so shrouded in this word that we would draw others to him as they see his life living forth from us. Seeing him vindicate the word forth and to see that word made manifest in a people's lives and hearts. And as we see this taking place, it's such a wonderful time. And I was thinking about this, and I'll read this quote Brother Branham made. He said this in The Invisible Union of the Bride of Christ. And then I'd like to go back and read some examples in the scriptures. But paragraph 240 of in the Invisible Union, this was preached November 25th, 1965. He said, "The anointed word of God being vindicated before any man that's born to be a son of God with that predestinated germ into him for the hour, he'll see God's message as sure as there's a God in heaven. Martin Luther saw it for his. And Wesley saw it for his. And the Pentecostal saw it for his. Now what about you?" Uh-huh. They went into a denomination. And here is the word condemning it and telling you what we have today just exactly. Malachi 4 and all these other promises for the hour. What do you see and what are you looking at? Amen. The real genuine eagles hear. My sheep know my voice, and a stranger they'll not follow. Amen. Predestinated to hear that voice. Predestinated to recognize it. Amen. Oh my. And why it was put there by predestination. You were foreordained to a son of God, and you were in God before the foundation of the world, and you're only manifested in this day for his honor and glory. And how can you do it without honoring his word and stand with every word of God? Yes, sir. Which you are part of that word by predestination. Because look, God is the word and you believe it. Well, he always was the word. In the beginning was the word and the word was with God. You were in God. And the word, the part that you're to play, was in God before the foundation of the world. He's seen you. He knew you. And he predestinated you to it. Yes. And I tell you, just as the eagle recognized that voice, so does a real born-again Christian recognize the voice of God speaking through that word. When they see it anointed and vindicated, he looked up there. He didn't see this old hen clucking around and said, "Join us and go over here and go do this." But he was a being like he wanted to be, sailing in the air, screaming free up into the highs above all the vultures and things of the earth. Hallelujah. He wanted that because it was in him to be that. Amen. Amen. And by God's grace, there was something down on the inside of each one of us that God put there before there was a moon or a star. That there was something in us that when this word flashed across our path, oh, it was something that struck in our hearts that that's what we wanted to be. Yes. And you know, if you would, let's turn back to John, the first chapter, and just read some of these, a couple examples of these things, and how these were drawn to that time and place for where they were. But in John 1, and we'll just start here about the 29th verse, just to catch a couple examples. "The next day, John, seeing Jesus coming unto him, saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore I am come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not. But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. And again the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold the Lamb of God. And two of the disciples that heard him speak, they followed Jesus. Oh my, they were listening and seeing the vindication beginning to take place. The word was being vindicated in front of them. And they were listening to what John had said. And they said, and then Jesus turned and saw them following them and said unto them, What seek ye? And they said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? And he said unto them, Come and see. And they came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. And one of the two which heard John speak followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. And he first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. And the day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and finding Philip, and he said unto him, Follow me. And now Philip was of Bethsaida in the city of Andrew and Peter. And Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there be any good thing come out of Nazareth? And Philip said unto him, Come and see. And Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith unto him, Behold, an Israelite in whom there is no guile. And Nathanael said unto him, Whence knowest thou me? And Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip calleth thee, when thou was under the fig tree, I saw thee. And Nathanael answered and saith unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. And I want you to think about that. Each one of these, there was just something down inside of them. Simple, as Jesus was just said to us, few of them, come and see. And then think about that as these ones, there was something that was drawn and got anchored in their heart. And then to be able to Philip as he run around and grab Nathanael, just come and see. Yes. Just come and listen. Just come and taste what is here for you and see if it isn't so. Yes. Take God at his word and watch that be manifested. And you look at each one of those examples as it come. There was just something about them. What predestination. Shining forth in their lives as that word was drawn. No, they didn't know all about it yet. They didn't even understand all there was to know. But something was pulling and drawing them to a place that they give up all else and said, I will follow you, Lord. It's just amazing to watch how the Holy Spirit works. And you know, sometimes you may feel that drawing. You may feel this wooing to do something, to go somewhere, to be led. And you may not understand. But if you can feel that little touch of the Holy Spirit, that nudge, just knowing something is moving you, something is pulling you, drawing you, just give into it and say, Lord, lead me. Show me, Lord, what you will have, and then let him manifest and vindicate forth what's to follow. But oh my, the invitation to come and see and taste that the Lord is good. Oh my, what a wonderful opportunity we have. Each and every time we come through those doors and have the invitation, each one of us, we're seasoned people, come to service all the time. But every time you take and have the opportunity to come and together underneath the presence of the Holy Spirit and God's Word, every time there's something new laying there, if you'll come with that attitude, what's my portion, Lord? What's there for me? And if you're looking for the word to be made manifest, you watch it be vindicated to you, and it'll strike your heart in a greater measure. Yes. Something will get a hold of you. Amen. Yes. Amen. Here in John, let's see. Amen. Let's go over here to John, the fourth chapter. We'll just put this in here. This is another one we read a lot. But how it should strike our hearts. Each time we read it, it ought to just bubble up within us to realize that this was an experience that was written about here. Yeah. But that same experience, by God's grace, was extended to you and I through the precious word, and we've seen had the same results take place in our lives. Here in John 4, and the little woman at the well, we read it often, but just to think about it, and we start there, we'll just start about the fourth verse, or fifth verse. And then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the parcel ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. And Jacob's well was there. And Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. And there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water, and Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. And then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest a drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. And Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. And the woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? And Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him, he shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life.
Yes.
And the woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. And Jesus said unto her, Go call thy husband and come hither. And the woman answered and said, I have no husband. And Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidest thou truly. And the woman said unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. And Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what, and we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him, and God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And the woman saith unto him, I know the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us these things. And then Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? But the woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men, Come and see a man which told me all things I ever did. Is not this the Christ? And I want you to look at her life, all the position she was in. There's no place too low that a person can't get in, that if God has predestinated you to life, that when that's time, that vindicated word will draw you to the place God has called for you to be. And God knows exactly what some of us have to go through. Some of us have had to go through more than others. But you know, we all know the meaning of grace. We know what it means to truly say, by his amazing grace, I have been saved. Yes. And this little lady, you ain't telling me that when she went down through there, realizing the change that had come over her, oh my, what a day it was in her life. And what a day it is in every person's life that can come to that reality. That I'm not of this world. I've been called for a higher purpose. I've been called out, predestinated for a work for Jesus Christ, not to live for myself, not to be here just as an American citizen, but God has called us to a place, a race that must be finished, and a work that he will finish himself through a people. We've been chosen for that very purpose, and all may that truly burn in our hearts and cause a greater desire. You know, we can go through life looking at everything, and sometimes when we're young, we get the wrong interpretation sometimes of going to church. We come into church and we think, oh, it's all about what they can tell me I can and can't do. I can't do this because I go to church. I can't go there because I go to church. But you know, if you ever truly let this word strike your heart, if you ever get into a place to where when that word's coming forth, you can see that God is calling and speaking to you as an individual and asking you to come and to follow and to take him at his word and to let him have his way in your life, the whole outlook on life becomes a whole lot different. And oh my, if we would but yield ourselves to that just one time just yield in and say, Lord, is there a higher place for me? Is there something laying in your word, Lord, that I could be a servant for you, Lord? Could you touch me, Lord? Could you give me that desire, that hunger, that thirst greater than I've ever had? Maybe I've never experienced it quite that great, but Lord, there's something down on the inside of me that wants it. There's a little nudge down in there. And oh, may we fan that and that and cry out and say, Lord, let this word so search through me. Yes. You know, oftentimes we can hear, Brother Branham said a son can go a long time before he realizes he's a son. Sometimes that word may come and we may hear it and we may hear it and we may not have been in the right atmosphere. We may not have been in the right attitude. We may not have been listening. We may not have been prepared for what the Lord was trying to show us. But one time you get in the right condition and come and humbly before him and crying out, you watch God deliver and reveal himself to you in a way you've never seen. And you watch it change your life. Oh my, you won't go away the same person. Amen. Once that word struck your heart, you cannot help it but to be changed from what you were to want to follow Jesus Christ 100%. Amen. Let's go over here to Acts, the 8th chapter. Just read a portion. Here in Acts, the 8th chapter, and I believe it was the 26th verse. And just thinking of this, we'll start there at the 25th verse. And they, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord to return to Jerusalem and preach the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans, and the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is the desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot and read Isaiah the prophet. And then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. And the place of the scripture which he read was this, He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. And in his humiliation his judgment was taken away. Who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? And then Philip opened his mouth and began at the scripture and preached it unto him Jesus. And as they went their way, they came to a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. I want you to think of that. Yeah. Hey, man, as Philip began to break forth the word to him, to enlighten him, and taking the scriptures and letting Christ be revealed. And oh my, the word struck his heart. And what did he say? Oh, what hinders me to be baptized? What hinders me from partaking? And oh my, down to the water they went, and look what happened when they come up out of there. He went away rejoicing. Yeah. He wasn't the same person. He was confused a little bit, just kind of reading as he went along. But oh, what a change was wrought in his life at that moment. And oh, how grateful we ought to be each time as our pastor's been preaching on revelation and crying out for revelation greater than anything. How great it is to be able to come in underneath the anointing of the Holy Spirit and to feel the presence of the Lord come down. And as that word's coming forth, there's just something on the inside. It's just pulsating, and it just begins to burn. Just as the two disciples, it was walking with Jesus, as they were able to say, did not our hearts burn within us as he spoke to us? There's something, the word is spirit, and it is life. And anytime it's coming forth, there's a generation coming forth with it. And you can feel it down inside. It's just like a old thing, you know, I don't know much about electricity, but you know, when you see something that you can work together, the things they shake and it make the sparks, make flashlights burn and things, how you can just see it causes a reaction. There's something happening. As that word's coming forth and it's being revealed, God revealing himself to you, it just makes you want to just run with all that's in you and be all that you can be. And you can't help yourself. It's something bigger than you are. Why?
Yes.
Because you know different than that grain of corn that's been planted in the ground out there. It was predestinated to life and to reproduce itself. And God has placed a seed of his word down inside of his predestinated few that can't help themselves. It will reproduce a Jesus Christ,
yes,
again in this last few moments of time. And by God's grace, I pray each one of us are realizing and truly seeing I've been predestinated to that purpose. That's the purpose for which I've been called and I've been sent here for that time, that Jesus Christ would have the full sway in our lives and be vindicated and manifested forth. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's turn over here to 2 Peter in the 5th chapter. I wanted to read this. 1 Peter 5 and that 6th verse will begin. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all of your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory, by Christ Jesus, after we have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be glory forever and dominion forever and ever. He has called us. He's placed us. We are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus, that we would be to his praise and to his glory. Each one of those people that we've just read about, did they bring glory on themselves? No, it was magnifying the power of the Holy Ghost in the lives of calling each one of them at their time and place. Our God is so great, saints.
Yes,
and oh my, how grateful we ought to be to see that working and that calling working in our lives. Mm-hmm. Seeing where it's called us to and where it's taken us. Don't be satisfied with, oh, I've come this far. But oh, the grace that's laying there before us and the higher rungs that are laying before us. The glories of the Lord that are laying there. That, oh, if we would but just humble ourselves and reach out to him, what he could do for us. Amen. In a greater measure. Here in the book of Psalms, well, you sisters can come to the instruments if you would. I'd like to read this in closing. Amen. Psalms 139. David was speaking here. And just don't ever forget. God knows where you are and what you're doing, what's needed, and what place we're standing, each and every one of us. Oh, he's not unmindful of his chosen elect few. But David put it like this in Psalm 139. He said, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising, and thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compasseth my path and my lying down and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, for it is high and I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. And if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day, and the darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. And I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and marvelous are thy works that my soul knoweth right well. Amen. And oh my, may he be truly be aware, he knows all about me. He knows every circumstance. And he said he wouldn't lose a one of his. He said no man would pluck him from his hand. In another scripture, he told us he knew the hairs of our very hairs of our head were numbered. There's not a situation you'll face There's not a place you'll walk through that he's not watching over that little predestinated seed. He'll lead and he'll guide and he will draw. He'll be there. But may we never forget he's ever present. He's an ever present help in the time of need. But he's also always there watching. He knows the words that I'm going to speak. He knows what I'm thinking. He knows all about me. He's ever present. But may he truly look down and see a mind and a heart that's filled with the Holy Spirit and all of our thoughts and our actions and our words be to his praise and to his glory. Always that our life would be a declaration of Jesus Christ again made manifest. Amen. Just a little verse. I just thought it was good. I thought I'd share it with you. Praying you can take something from those few words. You know, we're a blessed people, saints. We've been given a wonderful opportunity. But as long as we're here, there's higher rungs to reach. There's a higher height in Christ. And may we not just be satisfied to sit back and say, oh, we've come this far. But oh, may we press. Just as Joshua and Caleb, they came out of Egypt with all the rest. They were out from under that bondage, but God had laid a promise out in front of them. And they were not going to let anything hinder them from reaching the full potential of what God had promised to them. And may we truly yield ourselves unto the Lord and just say, Lord, whatever you have, let me be right in tune with whatever you want to take me. And don't let me look to the left or the right. Don't let me get sidetracked. But let me keep my focus and my attention on you, Lord, that I would be a finished product, Lord, to your glory and your honor, that my life would shine forth for your praise. Oh, may it burn in our hearts. Amen. Let's all stand, if you would. Amen. Let's just sing that little chorus. How great is our God. Yes, I just love that little chorus. Amen. How great is our God. How great is his word. He's the greatest one that ever was heard. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea, and he said, I will lead you. Put your trust in me. Amen. Sing it again. How great is our God. How great is his word. He's the greatest one that ever was heard. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea. And he said, I will lead you. Put your trust in me. Amen. So good to know we got someone that can really lead us. And we can put our trust in. Amen. So thankful again for the word of God tonight. Aren't you?
Amen.
Amen. Just good to go through the scriptures and renew our hearts, our minds back to it and search ourselves. Check ourselves. Make sure everything's lined up to God's word just like he said. Amen. So we appreciate that. Appreciate Brother Timothy helping out there and doing his part. Amen. Aren't you thankful for Brother Timothy? I am. I appreciate him so very much. He's a great blessing to me. Let us bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, again, we want to thank you for this little service you give us tonight. I'm so thankful for the Word of God and just the appreciation you put in our hearts for it. We know that comes from you, Lord. Otherwise, we'd just be something that, like to many people on this earth, Lord, it would just be something boring to them. They wouldn't have no interest in it. But, Father, by grace and mercy, you have put that interest in our heart to desire it, long for it, and to have it a part of our life and to be able to just take ourselves and measure ourselves up by it. We are just so appreciative of that. Just ask now that you continue to open our hearts to the Word of God. If there's anything in our lives, Lord, that we're short, or we just don't have quite the understanding we need, the revelation may be lacking of a certain thing, we're asking, Lord, that you would truly work in our lives and continue to give us life-giving revelation. We appreciate that now, Lord, and we just ask once more that you go with us, keep us
safe up on the highways, and just bring us back, Lord, in the next appointed time if you should tarry. And Lord, it's just something you've laid on my heart for Sunday if you should tarry. And if it be your will, Lord, for that particular message, Lord, open our hearts. Just dig down deep down inside. Let us recognize the time which we are living. So we pray that you'll help us now and just lead us by your Holy Spirit. Pray thy will be done in our lives and all things now. Through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ we ask. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I love him. Do you? Amen. Let's sing a little worship to him. I love him before we leave. I love him. I love him because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree. May God richly bless you.